Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio for Monday, April 27th, 2009. I'm your host for this evening, Sonia Perdue. Thank you for joining us. This show is a vehicle for the members of chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com to introduce their services and products to other members, as well as the Blog Talk audience and the world. We currently have close to 400 members in our organization, and we will highlight a few of those business owners this evening. This show and all future shows will be scheduled for 1 hour. We hope that you join us each Monday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. You will need to sign into Blog Talk Radio in order to join us in the chat room. To raise your hand figuratively and have your mic open, just press 1. When calling in, keep in mind that if you press 1, your mic will be opened, and if you are listening to the show, be careful not to press the button. Thank you. We have two guests for the evening, and I see that one of them is on the line now, and that's great. One of our guests, Jacqueline Davis, will be joining us. Ms. Davis is the Executive Director of Diamonds in the Rough Children's Society located in Chicago. Diamonds in the Rough has formed a kinship center that services any relatives or family member raising a child that is not their biological child. There are many circumstances that render birth parents incapable of raising their children. This organization provides services and support to the caregivers of these children. Also joining us is Latrice Fowler. Latrice Fowler is the author of Raising Chefs. This Raising Chefs author has been hard at work for the last few years developing this new concept in cookbooks. She's been busy showing children as young as 2 years old the ropes in the kitchen. No child ever leaves the Fowler's home without learning how to create an easy, fun, and delicious dish. We want to thank both of these ambitious young women for joining us today. Once again, our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. I'm your host for this evening, Sonia Perdue. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back with our interviews after we share this with you. We do appreciate you being with us this evening.
Mm-hmm.
super guy. I held you so you could rain on me and make it a night. You asked me so I arranged it. I felt that I got my blessing, but that was back then. You left me at home. Oh no, my heart was cold. I broke them up to let it go. So ain't no getting comfortable. I never hear the end of no. You letting me go. You letting me go. Before you hit the road, you looked me up and head to toe. As if you couldn't let me go. You asking why you let me go.
Thank you so much. This is Sonia Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. That was I'm Brainstorming by Corizz. Corizz is on piano, the songwriter, and does the lead vocals. She says that she is currently constructing her talent at Columbia College in Chicago with a music business concentration. You can hear I'm Brainstorming over and over again on the main page of Chicago's Black Business Network.com. We're going to go to our first guest now, Latrice Wallace, the author of Raising Chefs. She's on the line now, and we're going to open up her mic.
Hello, Sonia.
Hello, Latrice. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad that you joined us. Some good music. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and that was some good music, and I just want to take this time to thank you for recognizing Raising Chefs and having us on tonight, and I really appreciate Chicago showing us Texas people some love.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're reaching out everywhere, Latrice. I met Latrice on another network, and she knows what drew me to her. It was that recipe. What was that, Latrice? Tell us what that was.
That we were actually doing a cooking demonstration here in Plano, Texas at the Live Green Expo, and we demonstrated a cinnamon bruschetta with pineapple and strawberry relish. And that's the money shot you saw on the social network that we both belong to and what sparked our conversation. So, yes, that's what brought us together.
Well, it sure won me over, and I'm sure that everyone that looks at that, I mean, it's like you can't pass by it. I mean, it's just like You just have to stop and look at this recipe. And I don't think we have a video of Latrice Fowler. She's the author of Raising Chefs, and she's going to tell a little bit more about it. And I guess that's what we'll get into small talk. But we have a video of her up there, and we need to put a picture of that recipe up there so they can see exactly what we're talking about. And that, you know what, that video looks good. I mean, the family, you know, portrait. I mean, it just looks so great with the dishes. It's just all great. Latrice, I'm going to let you tell us about your book, Raising Chefs. I'm going to turn it over to you for a moment.
Okay, Raising Chefs is basically about starting early with kids, you know, getting them into the kitchen early on, teaching them the fundamentals of, you know, using fresh ingredients, how to incorporate those in dishes that we eat, how to control what we consume, and just basically teaching them at an early age so they can, when they become, you know, adults on their own, they can make healthier choices of what they feed themselves and their friends and then eventually their families on their own. So that's basically why I started the Raising Chefs cookbook to teach my own children. It might sound silly, but when I was graduated, you know, from high school, I was on my own. It was time for me to do things on my own, and I couldn't for the life of me remember any of the recipes my mom, you know, fixed at home. And, you know, she used a lot of fresh ingredients, and we went to the store together, but I couldn't remember anything, and I didn't want my kids to have to go through that. So that's why I brought them in, you know, as early as 2 years old, trying to get them, you know, into the cooking process, you know, from planning meals to shopping to preparing, you know, the ingredients to the, you know, overall final outcome and eating as a family at the table. And I really stress on that because I think, you know, some families are lacking that today, that family bond, that eating at the kitchen, I mean, the dinner table together. So that's what we do at Raising Chefs. We all cook together. The children, they contribute recipes to the book, and they've developed their own recipes, their own style of cooking, and I just wanted to make sure they could be very confident and strong chefs in their own kitchen.
And you know, you could tell the difference. I mean, it just makes such a difference. You could see the confidence on them. And had a discussion, and it looks like they actually enjoy it. This is their thing. How long have you been doing this, Latrice?
Well, we've been developing the cookbook and the concept for the last, I would say, 4 years. That was the first time that I initially told my friends and family that, you know, we were thinking about, you know, developing this type of the cookbook. And I started with the website, the blog. So we do a lot of interacting with the visitors that come to our blog, creating, you know, what's for dinner, and they can see what we come up with, what we eat for dinner. And just basically trying to develop something like this because we're avid Food Network watchers, and they're always encouraging, you know, families and parents to cook with their kids, bring them in the kitchen, show them, you know, how to do things so they won't be afraid to, you know, cook for themselves. So that's how we basically got started. And the kids, they absolutely enjoy it. And I can, you know, I can leave them, you know, to themselves in the kitchen most of the time, and they cook full meals, especially the two older ones that I have. So I have no problem leaving them in the kitchen, and they're very independent. So, yeah, they really enjoy it, and it shows on the pictures that we take.
And what are the ages of your children?
My oldest son, he is 12 years old, and my oldest daughter, she's 11, and my youngest is 7. The 7-year-old is Diana, the 11-year-old is Raven, and the 12-year-old is LJ.
Wonderful, wonderful. We do have some callers on the line, but we're going to talk with Latrice a little bit more, and they may have some questions for you, and that would be nice.
Great.
Now, I think a structured training, that's what I'm hearing here, because I remember a long time ago, and I'm going to say a long, long, long time ago, they taught home economics.
Mm-hmm.
They taught house cleaning. They taught a lot of these basic things in the house, you know, and a little bit long, long time ago. In the home, they were more so for females, raising women to handle households. So all of this has fell, you know, by the wayside as not being fulfilled. So, and different households handle things different ways, you know. Everybody, you know, you have households now with two people working. It's just a different structure. The households are structured different now. So a lot of things that were taught in the household or sometimes were taught in the school are not now. So all of this falls by the wayside. I don't have any children in that age group. I don't have any children. But do they still teach the health classes? You know, they used to teach the hygiene. They used to teach the health. I know they talk about sex education a lot, but are they still teaching these, the basic health and hygiene classes in the schools? Is that falling by the wayside too?
I believe it is, and for my particular family situation, we opted to homeschool our children. So even if they weren't teaching those fundamentals in school, we would make sure that they learned everything that they needed to learn. And not, per se, just the girls that we have in our family, but our son as well, so he can contribute to his family more productively. So that's why we opted to homeschool. But I'm sure, you know, they still have some, you know, classes as far as the home economics. And I do remember when I was in high school that I took those classes as well. So we just really wanted to reiterate how important those skills are, and that's why we you know, teach them here at home so they won't miss anything.
I got you. You have like three or four jobs, don't you, Latrice?
I do. I wear many hats. I tell people that all the time. You just don't have no idea.
Now, you didn't start off to be a writer, but you just started off to raise chefs. And it turned into the book, or were you a writer already?
Well, I've always been fascinated by writing, and I've always, well, I guess since the age of 19, knew I wanted to do something in the culinary field. And I always wanted to become a caterer, and I have done that. So that was a goal that I can mark off my list. And as far as writing the cookbook, that's always been a goal of mine also. So, yeah, I've always had, you know, the knack to do something like this, and cooking is like a passion of mine. We love food. We are a family of food lovers. We are the ultimate foodies. So it was just inevitable to create cookbooks and showcase, you know, all the recipes that we come up with. If it wasn't for, you know, construction a cookbook, we'd have pieces of paper everywhere. So I think this was the platform we needed to gather all of our recipes that we've developed and put them in book form so we'd have them for generations in our family and for everyone around the world.
And get organized and structured. Now, are you traveling and doing book signings, or is that something that you don't do a lot because of the children?
Not yet, because the book actually is still in development. Right now we're just focusing on the website and, you know,
okay,
food blogging. And but, yes, the actual book is still in development and should be completed in the next 6 months. We're in negotiation right now with a publisher. So, yes, that should be completed in the next 6 months.
So you elected not to self-publish? You're going to let someone publish it for you?
Well, we did elect to self-publish, but with all the opportunities that we've been given with Raising Chefs, starting to, you know, promote before the book actually was completed, we were connected with a publisher and that we really feel comfortable with, and we just opted to do that, go that route as opposed to self-publishing. Mm-hmm.
Because that's another full-time job. So,
yes.
Publishing. So I guess if you do get the opportunity, then you can work on the promotion, which is, I understand, is another full-time job. So you're opening, as you keep going and opening doors and doors and doors, but then it's a wonderful thing. Look at the age of your children and how much they're going to learn by walking through each and every one of these doors and performing these, all of these things, their own books.
Mm-hmm.
they'll know it from A to Z, won't they?
Yes, and they're so you know, intuitive and in watching everything that I do and the people that I conversate with and that we meet through doing Brazen Chef, they're very interested in owning their own businesses when they're of age, or even now, you know, they're talking about starting companies and writing books and publishing books. So, yes, they've been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, for sure.
That's all it takes. You know, you plant the seed and just keep watering it,
mm-hmm.
keep nurturing it, and it will go, and it'll go straight on up. It'll go in that direction. Winds may come, they may blow, and they do blow us, you know, different ways in life and in different directions. But given their foundation, they can always come back. They can always straighten up because they know the difference. That's the difference. Children are not perfect. People are not perfect, mm-hmm. but we can always change our minds and go in different directions. Once we have an understanding of it, I think a lot of times, Patricia, you tell me, we just assume that children know. We assume that people know, and they don't.
They don't, and they're fiending for that education. They want you to tell them what to do, what not to do. They want you to make mistakes so they can see how you can overcome those mistakes. And, you know, like I said before, it's been 4 years since we first, you know, threw out the idea that we were going to do this cookbook. And along those 4 years, I mean, we've been shot down a couple of times, but we keep going. I keep going. They keep seeing me keep going with this. So mm-hmm. it's going to be, you know, manifested, but you still got to keep going. If you have a dream, just keep going no matter what happens. So, yeah, they look at that.
Yes, until it comes to fruition. Some people, and that's something that's learned from each
mm-hmm.
of us. I'm kind of hard-headed, too, because I keep going. But some people give up so easily,
mm-hmm.
and they don't understand, well, it happens like this. You know, you fall down, you get up, you fall down, you get up, you fall down. But people fall down and lay down because it's not fed into them. You keep
mm-hmm.
trying and trying and trying. They don't understand that feeling and say, yeah, it hurts. But you keep going, and it makes for a better life. You don't take things as hard. I think you look
right.
at alternatives, and it's something that has to be taught, and they just don't know it. I was going to make one point that you said about your family eating together. It's rare. Almost every home I go to, and it is almost every home I go to, I guess people are that busy on the cell phones,
right.
texts, and internet, who knows, that they do not set the table. They
mm-hmm.
do not set the table for dinners, and not even on Sundays anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a rarity to see people sitting down at a formal dinner. I mean, it's not even formal. It's almost
right.
abnormal
mm-hmm.
for people to sit down, like it's a job for them to sit down at a dinner, have a structured meal,
mm-hmm.
Have a setting, place settings. The children know what's place settings, how to do the place settings,
right.
How to properly eat somewhere besides McDonald's and Burger King and chicken. That means they know how to socialize with different people in different levels and different places. But it's just a rarity. Now, you're raising chefs. Is that part of your book also?
Well, the concept for raising chefs, I'm not raising them to become actual culinary chefs. If they mm-hmm. choose to go in that field, that is totally their choosing. I'm basically raising them to think like a chef, per se. You know how to use fresh ingredients. You know how – are you there? Hello?
I'm listening, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, you – I wanted them to be able to know how to go shopping for, you know, different ingredients and know that if you have, you know, fresh head of garlic and – you know, butter or Parmesan cheese and some spaghetti noodles, you can make a full meal with that. You know what I mean? So it's not per se of pushing them into the culinary field, but just know that you don't have to eat this processed food. You can control what you're eating, what you put into your recipes or, you know, what you feed yourself. So that's the concept behind Raising Chefs. And it was a catchy name, so that's basically why I chose the name.
It is catchy. And
right.
I understand you. It's more making good food decisions.
That's right. Healthier food choices, and yes.
Healthier food choices, more
mm-hmm.
so than the etiquette part, although it's probably
right.
has some things about etiquette in the kitchen, but more so than the etiquette part. That's a whole new book, Latrice. But anyway.
Right, it is. But I mean, they learn that too. And then, I mean, I have a younger sister, and she actually took that whole concept and turned it around into a culinary career. She's getting ready to graduate from culinary school as a chef. So, you know, she
That's
chose
right.
that route. Yeah, so she was the first baby that I took in the kitchen. So, yeah, it works both ways.
Is that right? That's just
mm-hmm.
wonderful. It makes you proud, doesn't it, Latrice?
Yes,
isn't
very
it?
Proud. Yes.
you raised a chef.
Yes.
It worked. That's
it
that's
worked.
Great. That's
yes.
wonderful. Let's see who is on the line. I want to check if this is my other guest or if they have a question. One moment.
Okay.
5754, you're on the line. Who's on the line?
Yes, I just had a question for Latrice.
Go right ahead. Who's on the line?
This is her sister.
Well, go right ahead.
I just wanted to say, who loves it? That's all I wanted to say.
Aw, Tutu loves it. That's our saying. I can't believe she called in. That's my chef baby that's graduating next month.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Where are you graduating from?
I'm Johnson & Wales in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, how long was the program?
2-year program. I get my associate's degree in May, and then I'm going to go back to school and get my bachelor's degree in nutrition.
Oh, okay. And nutrition is not as easy as people think it is. You know, I had one nutrition class in college, and I thought it was the wrong class for me to take. I thought it was vitamin A, B, C, D.
Oh, that.
I did, Latrice. And the first day she told us, she did. I'm just going to share this with you. She told us, she said, if that's what you thought, you made a mistake. She said, because nurses, doctors, all kind of health professions take this nutrition 101, and that's how I teach it. And she did it, but I made it through. But nutrition, it is very interesting. I was very interested in it. So that's great. What are you going to do with the bachelor's in nutrition? I'm interviewing her now, Latrice.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to steal your spotlight. I just was calling in.
What are you going to do with the bachelor's in nutrition?
I want to be a personal chef.
Oh, okay, so that goes in with it too. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't know it got that deep. They go into nutrition like that. I didn't know. I'm here to learn.
I figured that those two go hand in hand, so why not study for it?
It would strengthen that part. I got you.
Yes.
I understand perfectly. You will know it. Actually, really, really know what you're talking about, won't you?
Hopefully.
Yes. And then she can teach me things I don't know.
That's right. She could bring that. She could bring all of that to the table. That's just wonderful. And it's wonderful for you to come here and support her, too. That's wonderful. Latrice, tell us how we can reach you on the Internet.
You can reach us at www.raisingchefs.com. I can be emailed at latrice@raisingchefs.com. I have a diary of a culinary home chef blog called Going Pro at Home, and I can also be reached at goingproathome.com. So those are all my websites that you am Googleable. So Latrice Fowler, you can just Google my name and everything I'm affiliated with will come up. So easy to find.
This takes up a lot of time, doesn't it? Maybe you're more organized than I am, because I find that the network, and I do appreciate you coming over to Chicago's Black Business Network, you know, and adding another element to it. I don't really see we have caterers. We have people who do a lot of different things with foods. But I, you know, there's no one there, and you have your own little niche that's doing anything with children and food.
Right.
And
yes.
And I agree with you. I agree with you totally. They get very, very excited. I bring my little cousins over and just have a measure one of greeting, and you think they cook the whole thing, but they just so
yes.
happy even just measuring some flour. Here, put 2 tablespoons of sugar here. Here, go. You know,
yes.
It's like they really did some. So I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that. But I really want them to make that recipe. I want to show them. The recipe, I want to show them your children on the in the video, because they like to do what other children do, and sometimes they're doing the wrong thing. But you show them that other people are doing this, and this is what, and you put the thought there, and they can take it and run with it, and you know, do whatever it is they wish to do. You know,
that's right. Now,
you know, we're having a conference call on Wednesday. I'm not sure if you're going to make it or not, but if you can, I sent you an email, and just let me tell us. Stay on the line with us, okay?
Okay, I will.
Let me tell them about the, make an announcement about the event. It's called Rendezvous with Chicago's Black Business Network. It's our first conference call meetup scheduled for Wednesday, April 29th at 8 p.m., which means let's meet, greet, and share our expertise with each other. Each member that calls in will be given an opportunity to present their product. And after the introductions, we will have a question and answer session. And that will permit you to query others regarding your services. This event is limited to 50 members, and the numbers growing. The numbers are going up. I don't know if I'm have total 50, but that would be wonderful. Further instructions are available on our site in Rendezvous with CBBN Group. And if you wish to attend, you can send me a private email, and I will send you an invitation to attend. Now, if you can, come over, Patrice, and that'll be fine. They may have some additional questions for you. Now, did you have anything else that you wanted to share, Patrice?
Well, Sonia, I just wanted to let you know how much I really appreciate you letting me do this tonight. Just letting us, you know, continue getting Raising Chefs out there is a blessing, and you are a true blessing, and I just wanted to really thank you for that, for this opportunity.
And I wanted to thank you, too, just, you know, for just being enthusiastic about it. When you get excited, I get excited. This is what we do at Chicago's Black Business Network.com. And what I'm going to do is take this interview and attach it to one of our press releases. I'm going to take 2 shows, attach it to our press release that we got going out this week. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep going and going and growing and growing. And by the time the books come out, it's going to be a waiting list, Latrice. That would be wonderful. That's right. Have them waiting for it, looking for it. Where is it, you know? That would be great, Latrice. Thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward, and we'll come back and talk again when the book comes out.
Yes, and I will be posting that recipe and other recipes that we have on our site, on your site. So, you know, Chicago Black Business Network can get a taste of what we do here in Texas.
Thank you so much, Latrice. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for everybody who called in, and thank you for everyone who's listening. Put your phones on mute, Latrice. Thank you to everyone who called in. Our chat room is open. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477, 347-326-9477. That was Latrice Fowler of Raising Chefs. What we want to do right now is we want to share a little information about one of our groups and some of its members. The group is located within Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and it's titled Radio Voices Across America. Radio announcers and hosts are free to post radio links and commentary there in that group. And these are a few of the members in that group. We We've got Lloyd Jones of the Lloyd Jones Show. There is Hussein Hill, who you can find on NBBTA. We've got JCMC, who is also known as Industry Buzz, who is on Blog Talk Radio. We also have Stephen Biko, the Stephen Biko Show, and Jerry Robinson of the Poor People's Campaign. They're also on Blog Talk Radio. Harold E. Rush is at WKKC in Chicago. Now, you can find their times and their links and everything in the Radio Voices Across America and the World group. We want to ask that our members visit the group for more details on upcoming shows and how you can be a guest or an advertiser. This is just an additional marketing tool for you. Please tune in and give them their support. I visited Stephen Biko's show last week, and if I can, I'll do it this week. We have the conference call coming up on Wednesday. But if I can, I would like to visit his show again. And as I told Stephen, there should be 1,000 shows. There's room for all of us out here. We haven't filled up the media enough yet. We're making a change, but someone may listen to his show who doesn't listen to mine. Someone may listen to Chicago's Black Business Network.com who may not listen to him, but we're putting something else into the mass consciousness, because what the mass media, 95% of it, what they're putting into the mass consciousness is nothing but trash, intentionally trash. We would like to close each show with what I call What Did You Feed Yourself Today, which is a positive message for the mind, body, and spirit. And this is for the founder of Diamonds in the Rough Children's Foundation, because she's certainly a living example. For some reason, maybe Jackie Davis could not join us tonight, but we'll find out what happened to Jackie, and we'll have her on another show. We know that all kind of things can come up, and they do sometimes. But this is to the founder of Diamonds in the Rough Society. If you really love yourself, you won't waste time. You will devote yourself to the work that expresses your spirit. You will respect, explore, and advance the direction of a brilliant intelligence within you. You will run, not amble, toward that which inspires you. It's very simple. Do what you love. Our website has been dedicated to Harold Washington. He was the mayor of the city of Chicago from 1983 until his death in 1987. In the infamous words of the mayor, you want Harold, you got Harold, and we won't forget Harold Washington. We refuse to. We're going to keep his name and his memory in the forefront of our members everywhere we go. I want to thank you, each of you, for joining us, and for our guest, Latrice Fowler, the author of Raising Chef. You can find out more about her on our network. I'm your host, Sonia Perdue, and the founder of Chicago's Black Business Network.com. One of my favorite quotes is from Think and Grow Rich. I love to breathe the life into an idea, and that's what we do. What is your idea? Join us at Chicago's Black Business Network and share your ideas. Have a good night. Thank you so, so much. Thank you. are appreciative of all of our friends, listeners, and members who joined us today. We welcome your thoughts and comments at cbbn@blogtalkradio.com. This is a learning process for all of us. Let's grow and learn together. You are surrounded by resources and tools to take you to the next level in life and business. You don't have to make the journey alone. Join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com and touch the world. The music in the opening announcement is Bass Vibes. The closing piece is Shades of Spring. Both were written and composed by Kevin McLeod and can be listened to in their entirety on our site. Thank you and have a wonderful night.